CHLY 101.7 in Nanaimo.
Thanks to BMO, Bank Montreal, the parents in Canada, friends can go ahead and arrange and register a disability savings plan in Canada. We are showing the world how to do this. We are leading the world in this initiative, and I expect that it will be copied in many places around the world as we go forward. It is recognizing that we have persons with abilities and various levels of abilities and disabilities, and as Sheila said, many, many possibilities.
And that was Canada's Federal Finance Minister, Jim Flaherty, speaking about Canada's new Registered Disability Savings Plan. On December 3rd, the International Day of Persons with Disabilities, a gathering was held in Vancouver to mark the historic launch of the RDSP, the first of its kind in the world. The new tax-deferred savings vehicle will assist in planning for the long-term financial security of people with disabilities. An organization called Planned Lifetime Advocacy Network, PLAN for short, advocated for the past 6 years for the development of the RDSP. Jack Stein is the executive director of PLAN. He joins us on the line. Welcome to People First Radio, Jack.
Thanks. Nice to be here.
You've worked for years to come to this moment. Why is this so important to people with disabilities and their families?
Well, I suppose there's a couple of reasons, but broadly, if I take our perspective, which is primarily a family one, first, families are concerned almost from the time their children with disabilities are born about the future, about how their child will do, how they'll live a good life, will they be secure, will they be safe. And a special question for families is what will happen to them and how will they make it on their own when we as parents are no longer there. And so the parents do a great deal to plan for the future, but until the disability savings plan, they were pretty much on their own. And now there's it creates a way for the federal government to contribute as well, and also for the provincial governments to get in. From the perspective of people with disabilities themselves, I think it's one of saying, you know, lots of people with disabilities are going to, they want to live the same kind of lives as everyone else. They want to live good lives. They want to have an element of security and quality of life. And they want to work and contribute and do all of those things. But at the same time, they know and the statistics show that they have some significant disadvantages. And so through their life, they're going to have a more difficult time saving for their future, say for retirement, than other people will. And so this provides a really powerful tool for people with disabilities themselves who might be working to save for the future.
Jack, can you sketch out the RDSP for us?
Yeah, well, I'll do my best in very briefly. We're doing pretty regular telephone seminars on this, and it takes us about an hour to explain it in its full detail. And so I'd start by saying, I guess we have a website, rdsp.com, with some pretty good information on it. And from that website, people can sign up for those free telephone seminars that we give. So that's a preface to saying I can't explain it all, but in brief, it's a savings tool, so people and their families can set money aside to save for the future. It'll grow on a tax-free basis, but probably more importantly than that is the fact that the federal government will make some generous contributions. So if a person's income is below $75,000, and many are, and they're able to save $1,500 and put it in, the federal government will put in $3,500. And if people's incomes are even lower, if they're below $20,000, the federal government will actually kick in $1,000 a year for up to 20 years. So there is available up to $90,000 from the federal government over 20 years for people who open a plan.
That's fairly substantial. I think most people I know on disability get about $1,200 a month. So they definitely fall in the under $20,000 category.
Yeah, we encountered one young woman who has already set up her plan. It's, and she views it as a retirement plan. She knows she's only going to be able to work sporadically. She plans to put in that $1,500 a year and trigger the $4,500 from the federal government. And she estimates, she's in her early 20s, and she estimates when it's time for her to retire, she'll have a disability savings plan of close to $500,000. And she said, you know, when I look at saving the same way through an RRSP the way everyone else does, I wouldn't even be close to that.
No. And does this apply to all people on disabilities? For example, people with mental illnesses or physical disabilities?
Yeah, it's a really good question. As people with disabilities will be familiar with this, as with any program, there's always some kind of limits in terms of eligibility. This program is designed by the federal government, and so they chose the federal disability tax credit as the eligibility. So anyone who is eligible for the federal disability tax credit is eligible to open and have a plan and receive the government grant and bond. One of the things, I say a couple things about that. We know there's lots of people out there who haven't qualified yet. They've never bothered to try because a tax credit didn't mean much to them. We'd encourage them to go and fill out, to get the form. There's a form called the T2201, and fill out the form and get it sent in and get qualified. It is going to be trickier. The qualification is based on a sort of a long and severe disability, and so people with severe mental illnesses should qualify, just like people with severe developmental disabilities and physical disabilities will qualify. But people who have more intermittent mental health issues, who are more mildly disabled or disadvantaged because of their illness, might have more challenges. But we know that the rules were changed a couple of years ago, and so people who might have tried in the past but not in the last couple of years, we'd certainly encourage them to try again.
I gather that when you gave us the very brief sketch about the RDSP, that you included the savings grant and the savings bond as part of your description.
Yes. It's a real key part of it. It's a savings plan, a lot like an education savings plan, and the grant and the bond make up a part of that, and the Canada Disability Savings Grant and the Canada Disability Savings Bond are the generous federal government contributions. The grant is only received if people make a contribution, but the bond can be received without making any contributions. So a person could open up a plan, and let's say with a $25 minimum or something, and then receive the $1,000 a year bond with no action for the next 20 years.
Now, when we spoke the other day, Jack, you mentioned that the government of British Columbia has offered an additional support that is linked with this program. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, well, I guess I'd say a couple of things about the BC government. First of all, the BC government was the first provincial government to exempt the disability savings plan when it comes to people on disability benefit assistance, and so they made both the plan itself exempt and any income that people receive from the plan exempt. So people are going to be able to really use the plan and get ahead in their life because of those changes the BC government made. We're really pleased to say that the BC government also was the first in Canada to make those changes and kind of forced the hands of many provinces. So provinces from BC all the way through Ontario ended up making those changes, and Newfoundland as well followed suit, all following BC's lead. So we feel they've led in that area. The other is that they're really keen to both get the word out and to help people who might otherwise have not a lot to get them going. And so they've done a couple of things. They've actually funded our organization and to produce a book that we've done in the past. So we've reproduced our book Safe and Secure, an RDSP version of it, and they've prepaid for it. So we're going to be able to make it free to people with disabilities and their families. And the print run will happen in early February, and we're hoping to be able to make it available through London Drugs, that people will be able to just go down to their London Drugs and pick up a copy for free. So that's one part. The other part is they donated $5 million to the Vancouver Foundation, and said, you know, we want to support disability initiatives, and the Vancouver Foundation said, well, you know, the RDSP is a pretty neat initiative that's going on for people, so why don't we help people get started? And in recognition of the fact that it's last year was BC's 150th birthday, why don't we create something called Endowment 150, which is essentially anyone who's on disability benefits who opens an RDSP in BC will be able to apply and get $150 into their plan. And the neat thing is that the $150 gets multiplied by three, and so it turns into $600 when you count the federal grant. And if you add the $1,000 bond on top of it, that comes out to $1,600. So simply by opening a plan in BC, people get to $1,600 very quickly, which is a great way to start and a great way to spread the word about something that we think is pretty good.
We have about a moment left, Jack. What is the first step for anyone interested in participating in this program who might, you know, be hearing the information for the first time on this broadcast, or maybe has just seen it in passing in a newspaper?
Well, I would really encourage people, if they have access to the internet, to visit our website, rdsp.com. It has lots and lots of information, as I said at the outset. If people don't and they're really wanting to get started, then currently the only bank offering it is the Bank of Montreal. And so you could call a Bank of Montreal and they'll be able to help you get started.
Okay. And you'd mentioned Bank of Montreal as a starting point, also rdsp.com, which is your organization's website. And have we forgotten anything?
Well, I that's certainly a good place to get going. And then, as I said, we have the telephone seminars if people, and I encourage people. It is kind of complicated, and people need to know exactly how it works before they decide to start putting their money aside. So I'd encourage people to sign up for that.
Okay, thank you very much for joining us today. We appreciate your time.
My pleasure. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to spread the word.
Thanks very much, Jack.
Right, take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Jack Stein is the Executive Director of Planned Lifetime Advocacy Network.
People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Center Society in partnership with Open Minds Open Window Society, both of Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of these organizations. Please join us again next Thursday at noon for People First Radio.